Hare Krishna. So today, let's discuss the fifth and sixth verse of first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So the fifth verse goes like this.
Drishtaketus chekitanah kashi rajascha viryavan purujit kunti bhojascha shaibhyascha narapungavah.
So Duryodhana, he's naming all these personalities and he's showing all these personalities to whom? Through Dronacharya. And here in this verse we say, see that he's naming few. So first one is Drishtaketu. Second, Chekitanaha. And Kashi Raja. Kashi Raja is the king of Kashi. And how are all of them? Viryavan. All of them are courageous. All of them are heroic. And then we see, he's naming other three. Purujit, Kunti Bhoja, and Shaibya. And all of them he's calling as Narapungavaha. They are hero among the others in the society, or they are best of men. This is what he's telling. And in the next sloka, he's naming few more. Very nice sloka, the sixth one.
Yuddhamanyuscha vikranta uttamaujascha viryavan saubhadro draupadeyascha sarva eva maharathaha.
So here, again, he's naming great personalities. Who are they?
Yuddhamanyuscha.
Yuddhamanyu. So here, one personality called Yuddhamanyu. Then second, he is naming another personality whose name is Uttamauja. Yuddhamanyu, he is saying, is Vikranta. So Vikranta basically means very mighty, heroic. And then Uttamauja. How was Uttamauja? Again, Viryavan, a great fighter.
Saubhadro.
Saubhadra is basically son of Subhadra. Abhimanyu. He's talking about Abhimanyu here. And then he's talking about Draupadeyascha. So Draupadeyascha, basically he's talking about the five sons of Draupadi. So namely, Prativindya, Shrutasena, Shrutakirti, Shatanika, and Shrutakarma. And Draupadeyascha, so that cha stands for other sons, like Ghatodgach. So like this, he's naming all of them. And you see, he's using a word called Maharathaha. So this Maharatha, in general in English, if you want to say, we just say it's great fighter. But then if we want to analyze it more deeper and try to understand the meaning of it. So we have some terminologies like Maharatha, then Atiratha, then Ratha and Ardharatha. So Maharatha basically means a person who can single-handedly, alone, fight with 10,000 archers. He's Maharatha. So all of them, we see who are named here in these two shlokas, they are Maharathas. And then Atiratha. So Arjuna and Bhishma, they are called as Atiratha. So Atirathas are the ones who can fight alone with 60,000 archers, 60,000 opponents. And then there's something called as Ratha. So Ratha means a person, a fighter who can fight with only one opponent at a time. And there's something called as Ardharatha. Ardharatha basically means who cannot fight single-handedly. No, he cannot fight alone, with one opponent. He needs some help. So he's Ardharatha. So now you can imagine, such great personalities were present on the side of Pandavas. And Duryodhana was so fearful. And so he's naming all of them. He's giving solace to himself, telling Dronacharya, look at all of them. And one important reason why he's doing this, from verse number 3. So in verse number 3, 4, 5 and 6, he's naming different personalities only to persuade Dronacharya that if you have any sentiments towards the Pandavas, give it up. And just kill them. Just kill them. So here, very clearly we see the political mindset, the Rajaniti of Duryodhana. But then he has spoken too much about the side of Pandavas. Now he has to speak about his own army, about his own military generals. So from the next verse onwards, he is going to do that. So that's it for today. Let's meet tomorrow and discuss about different personalities on the side of Duryodhana. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.